right, let's hit the field.
All right.
Just wanted to talk, that's all.
Drill deep to right field. There it goes. See ya.
It was game 20 of 162, and the Yankees were taking on the Rays in the Bronx, trying to maintain momentum after a late comeback win on Wednesday and a day off on Thursday. Clark Schmidt on the mound. My recap, your reactions coming up next. This is NYY Recaps.
Welcome to Yankee Stadium.
New York City.
Just when they thought I was out,
they pull me back in.
I tell you what, guys. I can't take any more of Clay Holmes in the ninth inning, man. Oh, holy cow. That was wild. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for spending your Friday night with me. Yankees win 5-3. They take the first game of this homestand. And big, big swing from Juan Soto to help get it done. Also, I want to give a shout-out to the Bleacher Creatures tonight. This was the first game since the retirement of John Sterling, and they gave him the roll call. It's stuff like that that makes me love Yankees fans. So yeah, big swing from Juan Soto tonight. Stadium was in a state of absolute pandemonium. That includes the Yankees bench. If you get a chance to watch the replay when it comes around, and you see the side view of Juan Soto hitting a home run, watch Austin Wells. Watch his face. He's like a 10-year-old kid. He goes absolutely berserk. It's amazing. But another late rally for the Yankees. 5 runs in the bottom of the 7th inning after being shut out for the first 6 innings. But before we get to the recap, in case you missed it, there is some bad news. Nick Birdie moved to the injured list, hip inflammation. Also, DJ LeMahieu's rehab assignment was postponed. They're hopeful he can play in 3 or 4 days, possibly Tuesday. He had an MRI and it showed insufficient healing, which seems to be a thing. His feet heal slowly. Great catch there by Juan Soto, by the way. Hey, we're going to do a little watch party tomorrow. Still planning on having the postgame show too, but I'll be on with my buddy Justin during the game, so tune in for that if you're the type of person who enjoys a good watch party. Pretty good performance from Clark Schmidt tonight. A lot of hard contact, but he had the strikeout pitches working. Yankees offense had some trouble getting going. Big hit by Anthony Volpe to give the Yankees the lead in the 7th, and then the biggest swing of the Yankees season so far in the bottom of the 7th. Kind of reminded me of that big 3-run home run that Hicks hit against the Astros that one year. It just, the reaction, the way the crowd erupted, the energy was just bonkers. And here comes the shot of Austin Wells. Watch Austin Wells here. Ah, he loses his mind. It's great. And then there's this weird play in the 9th inning. Cardiac Clay on the mound gets the pop-up and drops into no man's land. But the Yankees are able to execute. They get a double play to get out of it. And once again, they pick up the W. So, Izzy with the greatest nickname I've ever seen, Hypertension Holmes. Oh, wow. So, John Ennis, I mean, we got to find something to complain about, right? He says, we gave up too many hits. We did give up 14 hits, but only 3 runs, which means we pitched out of some jams. Specifically, Clark Schmidt pitched out of some jams. Clay Holmes, obviously, always pitching out of jams. But let's get to the key takeaways. We got the chat filling up over 600 in the chat. 700, including X. So, interesting, in the first inning, Judge walked. He stole second base. Good sign that he's running, that the foot feels good, but when he came up, he was wincing and he was kind of rubbing his back. I thought maybe he scraped himself on the slide or something like that, but keep an eye on that. Schmidt got into a jam in the 2nd inning, but then struck out 3 guys in a row to get out of it. Curveball was absolutely filthy tonight. Struck out 5 in a row before the streak finally ended on a fantastic, fantastic play by Juan Soto in right field. Oh! Who also hit a massive 3-run home run in this game. What a shot. I mean, I know that's why everybody's tuning in. Let's just get right to it. You see him going berserk. You see the crowd just erupting immediately. He had himself a night, so let's go ahead and pay that guy his money.
Pay that man his money.
So Soto's going to be the talk of the night, but I want to talk about Clark Schmidt a little bit. Five shutout innings before he was at 93 pitches, before he went out to the sixth inning. And I was really shocked that they sent him out there for the sixth inning. You know, 93 pitches in five innings, that is not an easy day at work. You know, he had to pitch into and out of trouble. He had a lot of strikeouts, so he was just throwing a ton of pitches. And I was thinking after five innings, if I was the manager, I'd say, hey, great job. Give us, you know, give a go. You know, you gave us a quality start. Go grab a shower and then support us on the bench. You did a great job. But he stayed in the game. And as almost always happens, he had trouble in the sixth inning. Gave up a home run to Palacios. But let's take a look at his numbers. He went 5 1/3 innings, 7 hits, 1 run, no walk, 7 strikeouts. He's got a 3.15 ERA on the season, 20 innings, 23 strikeouts, 8 walks, 1.55 whip. He's definitely been reliable. He's off to a much better start than he had last season. I wish he could go deeper into games. I can't complain about a 3.15 ERA and, you know, a 3-to-1 strikeout ratio, essentially, strikeout-to-walk ratio. So overall, my feelings about Clark Schmidt are that I'm confident when he's pitching. I feel like he's going to keep us in the game. But I also know that on nights where he pitches, you're going to definitely see the bullpen. You're going to definitely need to get at least 3 or 4 innings out of the bullpen. So, you know, solid performance. I feel like he deserves the hype reel.
You serious, Clark?
You see this nice athletic play in the first inning, stabbing a comebacker. Cutter was good, 92 miles an hour, gets a double play from Gleyber Torres right there. Nice strong throw to first. Gets the check swing there. I thought he had a number of check swings tonight that got called against him that were not swings that I thought were swings. So I felt like he got hosed by the umpire a little bit. Really good deuce right there. Look at the tight spin. And then dotting the inside corner. Absolutely impressive performance from Clark Schmidt, 94 up and in. I mean, he's dealing. If we could just figure out a way to get him, you know, through six innings, figure out how to get through the lineup that third time. So there's over 800 people in the chat now, and I'm sure a few people want to see it again. So we're going to play the Soto home run again because I want to take a look at his numbers and just kind of just talk through how impressive this guy has been. Deserves a second look. 92 miles an hour, right down the middle. Do not throw him a 1-0 fastball down the middle. Oh my goodness. Encore performance of the highlight here. Just barreling it up. Just smoking this baseball. 114 off the bat from what I read. So James G says, peep Juan Soto's baseball savant. We're going to in just a second. But first I want to take a look at his stats. He is hitting .347. He's got 5 home runs. He's got 20 RBIs now. So he's averaging a run batted in per game. He's on pace for 162 RBIs. That's ridiculous. 1.068 OPS. Big hits all season. I think right now he's the odds-on favorite for MVP. We're going to pull up his baseball savant numbers in just a second and take a look at him. But what we're seeing from Juan Soto is just absolutely absurd. Just absolutely absurd. Batting run value, literally top of the league, 100th percentile. Fielding run value, way above average, 93rd percentile. Not a great base runner. You can live with that. I mean, he's in the 90th plus percentile in almost everything. Sweet spot 69th percentile. Nice. Strikeout percentage, walk percentage among the best in the league, chase percentage among the best in the league, actually the best in the league, 100th percentile. He's just absurd. And I hope you guys appreciate what you're seeing. There was a report today that the Yankees are going to go after him hard this winter. They're going to try and strike early with a major offer for Juan Soto and, you know, possibly lock him up before it becomes an extended bidding war. I don't know. I mean, if I'm Scott Boras, I tell him, hey, just let the bidding war commence. You'll get, you know, if money's what you want, you'll get a massive contract from somebody. And I still think that the Mets owner, Steve Cohen, is going to be extremely aggressive because we know that he's got money to spend and he wants to fill seats. And Juan Soto's a guy who grew up a Mets fan, apparently. So, you know, might as well give him the belt, though. Unreal. You run out of superlatives. Finn Lodge says 10 years, $500 million. And Richard C. says Soto, Burns, and Roki. I'm calling it now. Are you talking for the Mets to sign or for the Yankees to sign? Roki, from what I've heard, probably going to end up with the Dodgers. The Dodgers already have Shohei, and he'll be pitching next year, don't forget. They got Yamamoto, who's off to a pretty decent start. He's supposed to pitch tonight. I think that game starts in about 5 minutes. And he's got an unbelievably filthy curveball. So, as Ghetto Suguru says, Boras will win in the end. I think that's the correct answer there.
Pay that man his money.
I think 14, 15 years at 45... 46 million. That comes to about 700 million bucks. Now, I know he doesn't pitch, and that's, you know, part of the reason that Shohei got so much money, but Shohei also brings in a ton of marketing value, and you're going to make so much money off of Juan Soto that it's going to be ridiculous. I mean, and the defense, you see the great catch there. You see the throw that he made on opening weekend against the Astros. He's got a couple of assists. He plays hard. He hustles. He plays the game the right way. He's focused. He has these incredibly patient at bats where he eyeballs pitches and does the shuffle. He's just so much fun to watch. And I think he will get paid by the Yankees. I think he will ultimately come back, but I don't see it happening early in the offseason. I think it's going to be a winter meetings type of thing where he takes in all these offers and you know, team, it's going to be a bidding war. And then ultimately, he's going to want to go to the team that he just won a World Series with, the New York Yankees. By the way, did we play John Sterling tonight? I don't think we did.
Ball game over. Yankees win.
Acevedo says Ohtani got that amount because it's deferred. Modern day value, $468 million. Okay, I buy that. I'm not like a financial whiz. So, you know, I don't necessarily understand, like, you know, the value now versus the value later, how you can project that. I mean, the dollar goes up, the dollar goes down. That's about all I know about it, you know.
My quantitative, my math specialist.
Javier Velez says, keep Soto in the Bronx tonight. Give him a check right now. Have the ceremony tomorrow, right before the John Sterling ceremony. All right, we got to play a quick ad from our sponsor tonight, VPN. Then I'll be back. We'll take more of your comments. This episode is brought to you by NordVPN. VPN stands for Virtual Private Network, and it helps you browse the internet in a secure and private way to protect your online identity. And as a bonus, using a VPN is a great loophole to avoid the MLB blackout rules on MLB TV. NYY Recaps fans can get 4 months free on a 2-year plan, 3 months free on a 1-year plan, And there's a 30-day money-back guarantee if you're not satisfied. Go to NordVPN.com/NYYRecaps to get started. Kayon Brown says, give Soto a $500 million contract, key to the city, ownership of the Knicks, and the Statue of Liberty. I like it. Kevin Allier says, can't solely depend on Soto to carry the offense. I mean, you're 100% right. Yankees did only have 5 hits tonight. As we take a look at the box score, Volpe was 1-for-3, had the big RBI single go-ahead. Soto, obviously, the big swing. Judge, 1-for-3 and a walk, so on base 2 times. OPS remains okay, 715. I mean, it's not Judgian, but it's not horrible, especially considering the start he's gotten off to. I think he's getting ready to break out. I really do. Stanton 0-for-4 tonight. He just missed one, came up. Just sure. I mean, it must have been off the end of the bat or off the trademark a little bit, but it died on the warning track. You don't see that very often with him. Rizzo 0-for-3, Torres 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts, hitting 197. He continues to struggle. I'm sure there'll be some voicemails about him tomorrow. Verdugo 0-for-3 with a run scored. Trevino 1-for-3. He continues to swing a hot bat. Also had a walk, hitting 242. Very solid numbers for a good defensive catcher. And Oswaldo Cabrera had a tough night on D, but 1-for-3 with a run scored. And then beyond Schmidt and his 5 1/3 innings of one-run ball, Santana, I thought, threw the ball well. Hamilton had nothing. And then Clay Holmes obviously put the first couple of guys on, a couple of line drive, hard-hit balls, and then got the bloop that dropped in, and I'm just having a heart attack over here, but we got a line drive double play to end it. He somehow still got a 0 ERA despite, you know, being somewhat as somebody said, like cardiac inducing. So, you know, it is what it is. James G says the dugout energy is infectious.
Absolutely. Hey.
Finn Lodge says Judge will be fine. Let him get warmed up. You know, he's going to be fine for sure. I think the weather warming up will also warm up Judge. You know, you get loose, you get, he's a big guy. He's kind of muscle bound. You know, it doesn't surprise me when he gets off to a slow start. I've always thought that big, huge guys like that, it takes them a little, you know, with more muscle mass, it takes them a little bit longer to loosen up. That's why Stanton was always a slow starter. And that's why, you know, him getting off to a decent start, Stanton with 4 home runs or 5 home runs already. How many does he have? I think he's got 5, actually. He's got 5 home runs and 10 ribbies, 15 hits. 808 OPS. You know, I mean, that's not a bad start for him, honestly, in 63 at-bats. If you go back and look at his, you know, career, especially before he got to the Yankees, he was always very, very cold out of the gate. But since he's got to the Yankees, he's done a little bit better. He usually gets off to a hot start where he'll hit a home run or two early in the season and then go into a bit of a slump or go on the injured list. And then when he comes back, it's a little bit of a slow start whenever he comes back from an IL stint. But so far, so good for Stanton with the health. I think the bat speed is there. The power is obviously still there. Hit some nukes. That home run that he hit, the Grand Slam, was absolutely destroyed. The one he hit in Toronto the other day was absolutely destroyed. So Stanton's showing me some good things. I'm still a little bit worried about Rizzo's defense. I don't know if he's got some kind of after effects from the concussion, because he's not generally bad on defense. But other than that, I'm feeling pretty good about the Yankees. I wish Wells had gotten off to a little bit of a better start. So tomorrow night, we got a busy day tomorrow, quite frankly. So we're going to have a watch party. Me and my buddy Justin, who I do my other podcast with, We're the Dudes, and we're going to have a watch party during the game tomorrow. Then I'll hop on for a post game. It's probably not going to have all the bells and whistles because I'll be doing the regular post game with Justin, or the regular watch party with Justin, so I won't have time to come work on it. And then we're going to have Max Goodman on at 8:30 for the beat report. And I'm basically going to let him drive the bus, tell me what he's seen up close following the team, you know, inside the clubhouse and all that over the last, you know, couple of weeks. And then Sunday, post game show with our buddy Terrence, TK from the West Coast, hopping on for the first time in a couple of weeks. So got a lot of good stuff coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. One more time from the one, the only, Mr. John Sterling.
Ball game over. Yankees win.
people saying that Soto should replace Judge as the captain, and I'm going to have to go ahead and disagree on that. Judge is the captain, hands down. We just need him to come out of his slump. He said the other day he wishes that this slump was in the middle of the season because less people would have noticed it, and I agree with that. But anyway, I think Judge is going to be fine. I think in a month, everybody's going to forget about this slow start when he hits, you know, 5 home runs in a week, you know, as he can do. So stay tuned. It's coming. Ladies and gentlemen, Yankees win a big one there. Now 14-6. They remain in first place in the American League East. The Orioles are 12-6. I'm going to see what they're doing tonight. Orioles are down 9-4 in the eighth inning. I'm just going to click on the box score real quick and see what Jackson Holliday has done. Jackson Holliday, yikes, 0-2. He is now hitting 0-37. That's got to be about like 1-20-something. 1-27, yikes. I like Jackson Holliday. I like his dad, too. He was great with the Yankees, I thought, till he got hurt, Matt Holliday. But, yeah, Jackson's got a good swing. They might have rushed him a little bit. But that just makes what guys like, you know, Jason Dominguez do so much more impressive. Dominguez got called up, not an ounce of nervousness, just raked from the very beginning. That's why I think he's going to be terrific. But Orioles certainly got some young talent. But right now, Yankees in first place in the American League East. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll see you for the watch party tomorrow. Until next time.